Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Can
you guys hear me?
I
have been reminded many times I need to speak louder. This morning I come with trembling in my heart because this is a topic that I think it's all near and dear to us. Because after all, we're all here worshiping, right?
我今天早上来，我心中战惊。这个话题对我们非常的相关，因为我来就是敬拜。
And yet, my heart is filled with joy also.
但我心里又很喜乐。
Because God is here. His presence is with us.
因为神在这里，神在我们当中。
So, before we start, let us go to the Lord in prayer.
我们开始以前先做个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning because your love draw us to you.
父，我们早上到你面前来，因为是你的爱吸引我们。
Lord, we want to give you thanks and praise for the redemption that you have done on the cross.
我们要感谢赞美你在十架上所成就的救赎。
Lord, we praise you this morning. We want to, our heart is bowed before you.
我们早上赞美你，我们的心在你面前屈膝。
May you give us a clean heart and a pure heart.
求你让我们的心能够清洁单纯。
Open our hearts and our ears so that we may receive your word.
开我们的心，开我们的耳朵，叫我们能够领受你。
We give all honor and glory and praise to you.
我们把尊贵荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Okay, let's read John chapter 4 from 21 to 42.
让我们一起读约翰福音第四章21到42节。
And I will go ahead and read the English, and Brother Wu Lei will read the Chinese. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming.And it's now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道。因为救恩是从犹太人出来的，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
And we will read some and some more past verses. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
路加福音十九章十节，人子来，为要寻找拯救世上的人。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. And the Lord formed man of dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living soul.
创世纪二章七节，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Philippians 3:3 For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh.
腓立比书三章三节，因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠肉体的。
Okay, we can go back to the first page, today's text. John chapter 4, 21 through 24. Yeah.
我们回到约翰福音第四章二十一到二十四节。
We'll just leave it at that. And if you can, if you have Bible, if you can open your Bible, because we always want to look at a passage in context. The verse before and the verses after. Okay.
如果你有圣经的话，其实打开圣经是更好的，因为我们读圣经，读神的话语，总是希望看见它的上下文。
This is a very familiar passage, familiar story, I think, to everyone.
我们都很熟悉这段经文，也很熟悉这个故事。
But today, I'm not going to talk about the story itself. We just focus on these four verses.
所以今天我就不详细的来讲这个故事，我们就专注在经文本身。
If I ask you, what is worship? What would you say?
如果我问大家敬拜是什么，你要怎么回答？
I know a lot of brothers and sisters here are very mature in Christ, and so. But I hear sometimes, you know, the maybe from the younger people, from the youth, or from newer Christian.
我知道我们在当中的弟兄姊妹都在基督里都很成熟，但是我们也有年轻人，也有刚刚信主的。
For most Christians, they think of worship as something they do on Sunday.
这些人他们觉得说敬拜就是在礼拜天所做的事。
And they come and we sing and we pray and we listen to a sermon and then we read scriptures.
他们礼拜天来他们唱诗、祷告、读经听道。
And today, in this day and age,
在我们今日的世界，
actually, a lot of people just think of a lot. When I talk to other Christians, they seem to think that worship is just the singing part of a worship service.
我和有些基督徒交通，他们觉得说。敬拜就是我们唱诗的那一部分。
And a lot of the, the big churches, they have a band here in the stage, and they have singers, and that's called the worship team.
他们有那些超级大的教会，他们有专门的乐队，他们有专门唱诗的人，他们或者称为这个，把他们称为这个敬拜的团队。
Some of them are professional. They actually, they pay them to do the worship.
有时候他们还雇请专业的人士来做这些事。
And so the person leading the singing is called the worship leader.
所以那个带领唱诗歌的那位，就我们把他称为领诗。
So in that context, it's not. I guess it's reasonable that people think that, oh, that is worship.
刚才我们英文当中有的时候把它称为就他就是那个带领敬拜的人。那当然在那个具体的环境里他有这个实在的意思。
But I want to examine with you today, what Jesus said about worship.
但是今天我要和大家一同来探寻耶稣说敬拜是什么意思？
Specifically, more about the worshipper.
而且还有就是什么是敬拜者，什么是敬拜的人？
Because in worship, worship is the thing that the worshipper do, right?
因为敬拜是敬拜的人所做的。
So, if the person is right,
如果人对了
，and then the worship is right.
那敬拜也对了。
So I want to more focus on the worshipper part.
所以我更加注重的乃是敬拜的人。
So when I look at the verse today, I'm going to talk about three points. The first one is I observed that there is a change, a transition in the form of worship and what Jesus was talking about.
我今天要讲三点。那第一点就是我注意到当耶稣说到这个敬拜的时候有一个形式的转变。
And the second point is that Jesus talked about three types of worshippers.
第二点就是耶稣说到三种敬拜的人。
And finally, the true worshipper is worship in spirit and in truth.
第三个就是那真正拜父的要在心灵和诚实中。
Okay, so the first point, the first, in verse 21, Jesus said, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father.
21节耶稣说，妇人你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
And then the second, verse 23, it says, But the hour is coming, and now is here.
23节又说，时候将到，如今就是了。
So what is that hour?
所以那个时候是什么意思？
I'm actually pretty impressed with the Samaritan woman. Even though she is an adulteress.
我很惊讶，这位撒玛利亚妇人，尽管说她好像在道德上有亏。
She had five husbands.
她有五个丈夫。
And the man that she is with now, at the time, was not her husband.
她现在所有的并不是她的丈夫。
But yet, if you look at, if you look at verse 25,
如果我们看25节。
So after Jesus said that, she said, I know that the Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us.
25节妇人说，我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。
So she understood what Jesus said about the hour is about the coming of the Messiah.
所以他知道耶稣说时候要到，那个时候是指弥赛亚来的时候。
Actually, specifically about the hour is when, I guess, when the Messiah accomplishes what he was going to do.
当然特别说知道就是当弥赛亚完成救赎的时候。
Because in verse 23 it says,But the hour is coming, and it's now here. How is it coming, and it's already here? That's kind of a little hard to understand, right?
大家看这里是不是有点矛盾？又说时候将到，又说如今就是那个时候。
I think what Jesus is saying is the hour is coming. The hour is when he would accomplish his work. Of redemption.
我相信耶稣所说的就是当他完成救赎的时候。
But the Messiah is here. He is actually here. So, and it's now here refers to him. And, so, I was surprised, you know, because I didn't know what the answer was until I look at what the Samaritan woman said that it is She was talking about the Messiah. So then in context, that made sense to me. That's what I think it means.
我很惊讶是因为这个是从撒玛利亚的妇人的回答里看出她认识到说这是弥赛亚到来的时候。
And that hour is the most, is the center of the whole redemption plan of God.
这是神的整个的救赎计划的核心。
Everything in the Old Testament points to us that. Look forward to that.
旧约中的一切都前瞻仰望这一点。
And we are looking back at that.
我们今天我们的一切都是回顾那一点。
So, and the second point is, Jesus talked about three types of worshippers.
第二点我交通就是耶稣说到三种敬拜的人。
Verse 22 says, you worship what you do not know.
22节说你们所拜的你们不知道。
So Jesus was referring to the Samaritans.
耶稣所指的就是撒玛利亚人。
And that's the first type.
这是第一种。
The second type is also in verse 22. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews.
第二种也在二十二节，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
So the second type of worshipper is the Jews.
第二种就是犹太人。
But that's more in the Old Testament time.
但是指着旧约的背景里。
And the third type is the type that the Father is seeking.
然而有第三种人是父所要寻找的。
And the Father is seeking for the true worshippers.
父要找的是真正敬拜的人。
Those that worship in spirit and in truth.
就是在心灵和诚实中敬拜他的。
So let's look at the first type of worshipper, the Samaritans.
我们看第一种敬拜的人就是撒玛利亚人。
I apologize, I didn't have the scriptures typed on, but if you can turn to 2 Kings, chapter 17.
如果大家圣经可以翻到列王记下十七章。
We'll just read one verse, but before I read the verse, I'll tell you the story. It's actually the entire chapter.
我们会只读一节圣经，但是读之前我会跟大家讲这个故事。
So, this chapter describes how the Samaritans, who are the Samaritans?
列王记下实际上那里这个故事讲到撒玛利亚人是怎么来的，他们是谁。
After Solomon died, the kingdom of Israel, the nation was divided into two kingdoms.
当所罗门王死了以后，这个国就分成两半。
The northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
有北国，有南国。
The northern kingdom is called Israel, the southern kingdom is called Judah.
北国叫以色列，南国叫犹大。
The northern kingdom has 10 tribes in the Southern kingdom has 2 tribes.
北国是十个支派，南国是两个支派。
And we know that throughout Kings, it talks about all the kings that came on the throne, both northern and southern kingdom.
我们读列王记上、列王记下，就讲到看见这些北国、南国这些王，他们登位，他们来来去去。
The southern kingdom has good kings and bad kings.
南国有好王也有坏王。
Bad kings meaning they do not fear God, they worship idols.
我们说的坏王就是他们不敬畏神，他们拜偶像。
But the northern kingdom has 19 kings, and every one of them did not fear God.
但是在北国有总共有19位王，每一位都是坏的。他们不敬畏耶和华。
God, through his prophets, has been asking them to repent and turn back to God.
主借着先知叫他们悔改，转向神。
But they didn't listen.
但是这些人他们不听从。
So in 2 Kings chapter 17, it talks about this king called Hosea.
在列王记下第十七章，这里就说到这位王何西亚。
And he is the last king, the 19th king of the northern kingdom. Assyria came and conquered the northern kingdom.
亚述王就征服了北国。
And then he took all the 10 tribes and exiled them to a different land.
他们就把这十个支派的人都掳走了。
And then he got people from Babylon and other countries, and they resettled some of the people from Babylon and the other countries into that area, which is now, in Jesus' time, is Samaria.
亚述王就把巴比伦还有别国的人移到北国所居住的地方，今天就是叫撒玛利亚。They
brought with them their idols.
那些移居来的人就把他们的偶像一起带来。God
didn't like that. God sent lions to kill them.
神不喜悦这事，就差遣狮子进入他们中间。And
when the king of Assyria heard that, his advisor told him that it is because they don't know about the God of the land.
当亚述王听见这些事，他的谋士就告诉他说，因为这些民他们不知道，不认识那位本地的神。
So they have to they said, well, what we need to do is teach them about this God.
所以我们就要教导他们怎么样来敬拜那位神。
Obviously, he's a very powerful God.
当然我们的神是大有能力的神。
So what the king of Assyria did was to take one of the priests that was exiled and brought him back and let him settle in Samaria and then taught the people about God, Jehovah, or Yahweh.
所以亚述王就吩咐叫那个所掳来的祭司当中回去一个，叫他住在撒玛利亚，将那地之神的规矩指教那些民。
So as a result, let's take a look in verse 41, see what, that's the conclusion, what happened.
我们就读最后的总结，就是在17章41节。
It says, even while these people were worshipping the Lord, they were serving their idols. To this day, their children and grandchildren continue to do as their fathers did.
这些民又惧怕耶和华，又侍奉他们的偶像，他们子子孙孙也都照样行，效法他们的祖宗，直到今日。So
they worship God, and then they worship idols.
所以他们,
How can that be?
所以他们又敬拜神，他们又拜偶像，怎么会这样子？
So this, what does it represent? What kind of worshiper does this represent?
这所代表的这种敬拜是怎样的人？
I think it represents people who has one foot in the church and one foot in the world.
我想这所代表的就是，有一些人他们一只脚在教会，一只脚在外面。For
that type of worshiper, their worship is not accepted by God.
那样的敬拜是神所不接纳的。And
the next group of worshipper are the Jews.
第二种敬拜的人就是犹太人。Jesus
said salvation is from the Jews.
因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。Because
the Messiah is from the Jews.
因为弥赛亚他也是从犹太出来的。But
their worship in the Old Testament is pretty much all prescriptive.
但是旧约的敬拜好像都是 先预先安排好的,
and you just have to follow doing certain things.
只要按照所安排的去做那些特定的事。
And these are things that God prescribed to the Israelites through Moses.
当然这也是神借着摩西为以色列所定好的。
But Jesus is saying that at some point when the hour comes, that worship even in Jerusalem is not going to be anymore.
当然耶稣就说等到时候到的时候真正的敬拜甚至也不在耶路撒冷。
Because the hour came means Jesus has already accomplished his work on the cross.
因为那个时刻指着耶稣已经在十架上完成了救赎。
And everything that are shadows like sacrifice of animals, that is not necessary anymore after Jesus after his work on the cross, that's no longer necessary. Jesus sacrificed once and its sins are forgiven.
当耶稣在十字架上完成了他的救赎，他一次献上就永远的献上，那所有的以前的影子，就是用比如说用动物来献祭，这些都不再必要了。
So, the third type is the true worshipper.
那第三种人就是那个真正敬拜的人。
I meant to say something else. It's what does that type of worshipper represent?
我还有点补充，就是这种敬拜的人，他们所代表的是什么人
？I think if you today in Judaism.
我们还是就是说，对第二点有点补充，这第二种人里面。他们所敬拜的，就我们可以来思想犹太教，今天的犹太教。
They continue to worship God, yet they miss the fact that Messiah is already here.
他们仍然敬拜耶和华，但是呢，他们却不接受弥赛亚已经来的事实。
So the object of the worship.Is correct. I mean, they worship God.
他们敬拜的对象是对的，他们敬拜神。
But they miss the truth, which is what that Jesus is already here. The Messiah is already here.
但是他们的真理是缺失的，因为他们没有得到耶稣已经到来，救主已经到来这样的事实，他们没有接受。
And so.The hour is the pivot point where God is the Father is looking for a new type of worshipper.
所以这个时刻是一个转捩点，父现在要寻找的是一种新的敬拜的人。
The true worshipper, the ones that worship in spirit and in truth.
是那种真正拜父的，在心灵和诚实里来敬拜的。
So, we're going to be talking about the third type of worshippers, the true worshippers.
这就是我们现在要来讲的第三种人。
First of all, in going back to when God created man,
我们回到神造人之初。
God made man by forming dust.
神用地上的尘土造人。
And then breathed into the nostril of man the breath of life.
将气生气吹在人的里面。
And the man became a living soul.
那个人就成了有灵的活人。
So, this is the body.
所以人外面有身体。
And when God breathed into man this breath of life, this is the soul.
当神把生气吹在人的里面，气原文就是灵，神把灵吹在人的里面。
So this is the soul. And soul in
圣经上就用魂来代表人。
The soul has what's part of the soul? I would say intelligence.
魂里面有什么？里面有智力。
Will.
有意志。
Emotion.
有情感。
And there's something in the soul that is in the very center.
但是魂里面。在魂的深处乃是灵。
It's the core of our being.
它是我们人的所是的核心。
This is when God said he wants to create us in his likeness.
这就是神说他造人的时候乃是按着神的形象。
And God is spirit.
神是灵。
So we have a spirit also.
所以我们按照神的形象，我们也有灵。
So when we worship, if we worship through our will, we're gonna do it. We're gonna come every Sunday. We're gonna worship every Sunday. We're gonna come.
所以如果我们的敬拜是出乎我们的意志，所以我们决定说。我们主日要来敬拜。
And, or when we, when we come, there's this music just, make us feel great.
如果说敬拜的时候这些诗歌叫我们有所享受。
And all of that worship is just in our soul, in the part of emotion and our will.
那种享受就是出于是情感，所以这些都是魂里面的一部分。
We really can't tell from the outside. I mean, when you see, for example, if your spirit tells you to, want to worship and lift your hands.
我们如果我们的灵对我们说举起你的手。
That, we can see that from the outside, but we don't know that it is coming from the spirit, or is it just coming from the will?
我们从外面看的时候我们看见人的举手，我们也看见说也许是从意志里面发出来的命令举手，但是我们看不见里面的灵。
But that's not for us to judge.
我们没有办法凭自己来评判。
We only know how we worship.
我们只能知道我自己是怎么敬拜的。
If you come not because it is just to fulfill a duty.
我们来并不只是为了完成一份责任。
Or if you comeor you stay home and be on the, online because you just wanted some convenience.
也许我们在家线上的敬拜也许只是给我们带来一些方便。
Then, I think that is not the type of worship, that God is looking for.
这一类不是神所寻求的。
The Spirit is rebuking me that I talk too many things about the negative stuff. I think we need to talk more about positive. Why? What we come is because when you look at the word worship,
我刚才讲的时候，圣灵在我心中好像有点责备，可能我过于专注在讲到负面的，什么不是真正的敬拜，但是真正要讲的什么是真正的敬拜。
The word worship, in this passage, means,
这节圣经里所讲到真正拜父的
means adoration, has the meaning of adoration, adore.
心中有一个羡慕，有一个渴慕。
And, for the young people, if you have somebody you like, you know, this adoration, adore someone. And for us married, people who are married, we think back to the days when we were dating, and there's this adoration is, we can kind of understand what we want to be with that person all the time, right? We will spend as much time as we can with that person.
我们的年轻人可能更有体会，因为他们有，有的有那个爱慕的人，所以当你爱慕一个人，特点就是说你希望跟他在一起的时间越久越好，这个就叫做爱慕。
And,Do we come because we adore the Lord? We want to come and worship Him? Or is it just because the type of worshipers that God is looking for?
若是我们因着心中爱慕来敬拜神，这样的人是神所要的。
Also, The Spirit, when Adam fall, when Adam committed the sin, God said, you know, of the garden you can eat of any tree except the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because the day you eat of that fruit, you will surely die.
亚当犯罪堕落了，因为他违背了神的命令。神说园中一切树木上的果子你都可以吃，唯有园当中那个分别知识善恶树上的果子你不能吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
And so did Adam die?
那天亚当死了吗？
So we want to examine the word death, the definition, right?
我们要查考一下这个死它的含义究竟是什么。
So death, in the medical sense is if you have no more brain wave, no brain activity, no breathing, no pulse, no heartbeat, you're dead.
如果在医学上就是那些生命的体征像脑电波、脉搏、心跳、血压等等，当这些没有了，这个人就死了。
But in the Bible, deathmean separation.
在圣经当中死的含义就是分离。
So if we die, our spirit separated from our body.
当我们死的时候，我们的灵就和身体分开了。
And when our spirit, the day that Adam committed the sin, his spirit died, his spirit separated from God.
当亚当犯罪，他那天的死，意思就是他的灵与神隔绝了。
So last week, Brother Wu Lei talked about born again.
上个礼拜武雷弟兄说到重生。
So when the Spirit is born from above, was born again.Or the regeneration of our spirit.
重生是从上面生，是从灵而生。
Then, we, that's the type of person that is, this worship God is looking for. So, in spirit and in truth, the true worshiper has to do with salvation. that you have to be, if you're born again, if your spirit is born again, now your worship is something that God is looking for.
父所寻找那些真正拜他的, 乃是重生的人, 是从灵而生的人, 这样的人,
And Luke chapter 19:10, it says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost."
路加福音19章那里告诉我们，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
So that's the hour that he is already here, and he is saving. He is also seeking. He is seeking the people that are lost and so those who accept Jesus, if they're saved, we can take that verse 19 and the verse, take that verse and also verse 423, that the Father is seeking for the true worshipers. So the true worshipers has to be saved.
我们刚才读到这里有个寻找拯救世上的人，英文在约翰福音4章23节那里说，父要。 这样的人，中文是翻作要，所以英文那两个字是一样的，都是寻找。父要这样的人拜他，也可以说父所寻找的是这样拜他的人。So,
salvation is strictly connected to the true worship. So, if you're not saved, your worship cannot be true.
和真正的敬拜紧紧相连的，就是重生得救的人。如果你没有真正重生得救，那不可能有真正的敬拜。And
finally, we're going to look at Philippians 3:3.
最后我们要看腓立比书3章3节。
Says, "For we are the circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh."
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。So
this circumcision that Paul was talking about is a spiritual circumcision.
所以保罗所说的割礼，乃是在灵里面的割礼。
And our worship, when we are truly circumcised in our spirit, and then we worship by the Spirit of God.
若是我们真的是在灵里面受了割礼，所以我们就在灵里敬拜神，借着神的灵来敬拜他。So
this spirit is not just from our spirit. If the Holy Spirit doesn't work in our spirit to come and worship Him, it's just our own effort.
在我们里面的并不是只有我们自己的灵，若不是圣灵在我们的灵里面工作，我们没有办法真正的敬拜。So,
I want to wrap up today. A challenge is, are we the true worshiper that God is seeking, the Father is seeking?
今天我给大家一些挑战，就是我们要问自己说，我是那个神所寻找的那个真正敬拜的人吗？
Because I'm saying this from my experience. I'm not talking about any brothers and sisters.
我并不是说在这里特指哪一位弟兄姐妹。
I confess when I was younger, sometimes coming to to worship is, oh, it's another, I have to come again.
我承认说当我年轻的时候有时候要来敬拜也是好像心中微微叹口气说哦又要来敬拜了。
I think that's what Jesus meant when he said, you don't know who you are worshiping.
我相信就是就像耶稣这里所说的你们所拜的你们不知道。
And, today is Father's Day.
今天是父亲节。
I'll tell you a story about, I heard about this, father, got a text from a group text, from his, children.
有一个父亲节的故事就是父亲他收到了一个短的信息是他孩子所发的是一个发在一个群里面。
So the kid says, let's have a celebration. Father's Day celebration.
孩子说让我们今天有一个父亲节的庆祝。
2 o'clock, okay?
两点好不好
?When the father looked at it, he goes, he didn't even invited me. Is that an invitation?
那爸爸就看着这个群里面这个短信说哎这个孩子有没有甚至有没有直接的邀请我
So the father picked up the phone and called.
所以爸爸就拿起电话来打电话给孩子。
Called everyone.
问每一个人。
Nobody answered the phone.
没有人回那个电话。
So he left a message.
所以这个父亲也回了一个信息。
Nobody call back.
没有人打电话回来。
And so, when the father went, and the father said, to the children, he said, I really appreciate this.
所以后来父亲去了那个庆祝的活动他对孩子说我很感谢有这样一个活动。
But one day a year, you honor me.
但是你就一年当中只有一天尊敬我。
The rest of the time you don't even call me or take my phone calls.
但是其他一年当中其他的日子你就也不打电话给我也没有回我电话。
Even though answering a call is a very small thing, the father see that as more important.
虽然回电话是一件小事但在父的心中是一件大事。
Worshipping is not just coming here once every Sunday, go home and forget about the Lord.
敬拜不是一个礼拜当中抽一天来教会然后回去就忘了这事。
Worship is a lifestyle.
敬拜就是我们生活的方式。
I used to think that, as a Christian, Christian is a lifestyle. Christianity is a lifestyle.
基督的信仰，我们的信仰就是我们生活的方式。
But I think now, to be a Christian, you worship and you continuously. And it's not just, a worship is justLike I said, it's an adoration. And it's not the fixed once a week. And the other days of the week you forget about the Lord and doesn't want to have communion with the Lord.
基督徒的敬拜是不间断的。就像我们心中的爱慕你不会说在只在一周当中只有一个特定的时刻心中有那么一点爱慕。
So I think our church is very special.
我觉得我们教会是特别的。
Brothers and sisters have been here faithfully for all these years.
弟兄姊妹都非常多年的忠心在这里。
And I want to just learn together with everyone and encourage each other to become a true worshiper that the Lord become the true worshiper that God seeks, the Father seeks.
我是同大家一同来学习，也彼此的勉励，让我们一同成为父所寻求那样的人。
So that worshiping in spirit and in truth is not just a banner that we raise, but is truly from our heart.
心灵诚实的敬拜并不是我们所举的标语旗帜，乃是我们心中的实际。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。